I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, June 7th. The Quincy City Council has approved the city budget that takes effect July 1st. Officials this week voted in favor of the $372.6 million spending plan, which represents a 7% increase over the current year's budget. Mayor Thomas Koch says the increase is higher than usual due to the city keeping increases to a minimum during the pandemic, and he expects the increase to lessen after next year. There were no significant cuts made to the budget. Councilor Ann Mahoney voted against the budget, citing concerns about overburdening taxpayers. Ward 1 Councilor Dave McCarthy was unable to attend the meeting. The City Council has also approved a proposal to create a transit-oriented district along a portion of Center Street in West Quincy to help encourage new development. The area surrounding the Monte Granite Company and Schlager's Towing Company is included in that new district. And Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci hopes the new designation will encourage small businesses such as food markets and flower shops to consider locating there. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says love is needed in the world more than ever today. Koch delivered that message to the 340 North Quincy High School graduates during ceremonies at Veterans Memorial Stadium last night, and we'll have the same message for 350 graduates of Quincy High School tonight. There are three openings on the Quincy College Board of Governors. The college is seeking applicants for those six-year terms. Applicants must attend monthly board and committee meetings, college ceremonial events, and demonstrate an overall commitment to the mission and purpose of the institution. Applicants do not have to be Quincy residents. Candidates may apply by mail before June 30th. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, June 7th.